Word which gives us a little insight into the origin of Jesus Christ, Isha, the Lord. So, of course, he was the son of the Lord, but he was known as Ishu or Jesus. Where did it come from? Sanskrit. Translation. Despite his being the Lord and being always willing to relieve the distress of others, despite his being the Lord and being always willing to relieve the distress of others, he, Lord Krishna, refrained from killing the Kurus, although they committed all sorts of sins. And although he saw other kings constantly agitating the earth by their strong military movements carried out under the dictation of the three kinds of false pride, responsibly, please repeat, despite his being the Lord, and being always willing to relieve the distress of sufferers, he, Lord Krishna, refrained from killing the Kurus, although they committed all sorts of sins. And although he saw other kings constantly agitating the earth by their strong military movements, carried out under the direction of the three kinds of false pride, purport by Srila Prabhupada. As declared in the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord appears in the mortal world to execute his much needed mission of killing the miscreants and giving protection to the suffering faithful. In spite of that mission, Lord Krishna tolerated the insult of Draupadi by the Kurus and the injustices perpetrated against the Pandavas, as well as insults to himself. The question may be raised, why did he tolerate such injustices and insults in his presence? Why did he not chastise the Kurus immediately? When Draupadi was insulted in the assembly by the Kurus, by their attempt to see her naked in the presence of all, the Lord protected Draupadi by supplying an unlimited length of clothing. But he did not chastise the insulting party immediately. This silence of the Lord did not mean, however, that he excused the offenses of the Kurus. There were many other kings on earth who had become very proud of three kinds of possessions: wealth, education, and followers. And they were constantly agitating the earth by movements of military strength. So Krishna is our dearmost friend. In fact, he is our only real friend. As Super Soul, he of course accompanies us in our journey throughout the material world, upariyada, up and down, in every species of life. Now, he actually comes with us, and it's not like there's no effort there. We should not think that because Krishna is all-powerful, because Krishna is all-knowing, he's all-perfect, and doesn't experience any kind of suffering, anandam buddhivardhanam, he's always in an ocean of ever-increasing bliss. Because he is in that situation, his coming with us has no real meaning. It has very much meaning. Because he need not pay any attention to us either. Vrindavanam parityaja padam ekam nagacchati. He's always enjoying in Vrindavan. But he actually does care as a person cares for another person. Krishna cares and he comes with us and he's always entreating us, petitioning us, requesting us to take shelter of his lotus feet and to return to the spiritual world. So his coming with us throughout every species of life is significant. Also here, in this material world, as human beings on this earth planet, Lord Krishna protects his devotees. Now he will declare it in the Bhagavad Gita, Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam. I come mainly for the purpose of paritranaya sadhunam, for blessing and protecting and engaging in lila with my devotees. The vinashaya, he could do that, of course, in so many different ways, and he is doing it. Just read about the earthquake in China. Just read about the flooding in Spain. Just read about the flooding in South America, the drought here, the diseases that are... Krishna is arranging to kill atheistic persons or anyone in this material world who is not fully surrendered. Krishna is arranging to adjust their situation so they don't cause distress to the devotees. Now this is important for us because in the execution of our duty to spread the glories of the Lord, we are bound to meet with opposition. We are preaching renunciation. We are preaching sense control. We are preaching love and sensitivity of one living being to another in the service of God. That is not the mood of the gross materialists. They want to influence everyone so that they can exploit them. They're simply exploiting one another, and the weak are ruled by or exploited by or eaten by the strong. That's the law of nature. Jivo jivasya jivanam. All around us it's going on, and demoniac persons take advantage and exploit others. So Krishna comes to protect his devotees. He's Bhaktavatsala. He's known by that name. We didn't invent it in the last 20, 30 years. Krishna for millennia. Since the beginning, he's known as the best friend of his devotees, Suridham, Sarva Bhutanam. Gyatva Mam Shanti Mrichati. The devotees don't feel distress simply because they know they have a friend. If you know that the Prime Minister is your close friend, you'll go. their heart of hearts, no matter what level they're on, even if they're simply strong sadhakas, or even if they're deeply realized but haven't seen Krishna, or even if they're seeing Krishna 24 hours a day, all kinds of devotees have this conviction that Krishna is my friend and Krishna will do the best thing for me, for my health. Just like you put yourself in the hands of a doctor, knowing that his experience, his knowledge, his ability, he has the facility to cure your disease. Every time you get a disease, you don't go to university for 4 years to study or 8 years to study medicine. You take shelter of a qualified person. And similarly, we are putting ourselves in the hands of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as Bhaktavatsala. We have that faith. So, Krishna comes to this world, his mission is such, but in this situation, externally, it appears that Krishna is not, you know, bringing the dosa and chutney and masala right away. You know? I ordered. What's the matter? Why isn't it? Come on, where's the waiter? Call him quickly. Come on, it's 10 minutes. I ordered. You must bring now. Krishna is not like that. He's not our order supplier. We have to have faith that in time, and we have time, we are eternal. No matter what happens to you, the soul cannot be cut by any weapon, can't be withered by wind, it can't be destroyed by bullets or bombs or anything. The soul is ajo nitya shasvato yam purano nahanyate hanyamane sharire. The body will be destroyed. The body is already dead. You are living because you are the soul. And that soul is always, it is eternal. So the I want what I want. Instant gratification. So, Krishna, his time schedule is not based on our order. He is doing everything. Not a blade of grass can move without his sanction, and when he does move, he does everything all at once. So we will see in the battle of Kurukshetra that he will pay back Dushasana and Duryodhana for insulting his devotee. In fact, the whole Kurukshetra war was mainly fought, some people say, some scholars say, because of woman being insulted. Women, children, cows, old men, we have to be very careful to protect them. We may think that we can exploit them and get away with it, but not for long. We should know that in time we will pay dearly. We will pay dearly for our neglect. Neglect is one kind of offense. It is your duty to know the law and follow the law. So Krishna will definitely... Draupadi was very angry that Krishna didn't come to her rescue immediately. She complained to him a little bitterly, a little passionately. But Krishna did protect her in a mystical way and in a practical way. Those who insulted her suffered. Of course, eternally no one dies as a soul. The Kauravas, the Kurus also did not die. Duryodhana did not die, but he suffered for his sin. All of them. The silence of the Lord did not mean, however, that he excused the offenses of the Kurus. There were many other kings on the earth who had become very proud of the three kinds of possessions: lab, puja, and pratistha. Profit, adoration, distinction, wealth, education, followers. Just see, a yogi, by regulation, he can conquer sex desire. You know, all of you, how strong is sex desire. Practically the whole world is moving. Everywhere you see, it is promoted, and we are captured. We are agitated by sex desire in one form or another. But even greater, a yogi can conquer sex desire by regulation, but even greater is the desire for followers. Therefore, Prabhupada mentions it here. So no one should desire a material position to become a temple commander and control the devotees, to become a temple president and be the big gun, or the become His Holiness, the head honcho in America, as we say. Honcho means the big cowboy. The head honcho, the head cowboy. HH is Holiness. No one should desire these things. They may come by Krishna's arrangement. But if you desire them, that's desire for puja, pratistha, and also lab. And pride goeth before a fall down. Your pride will destroy you. False pride. We can be proud that we're servants of Srila Prabhupada, and we don't cower down or boot polish, mollish anyone. We are Vaishnavas. We are servants of the king, or we're servants of the king. It's a great thing. We alone are being trained up to use our human intelligence for its real purpose. But we should be very careful not to allow weeds to destroy our devotional creeper. When you water the flowers, weeds also get watered. When you water the flowers, weeds also are nourished and can come up. You have to be careful to cut them out. You have to analyze your own spiritual advancement for your own protection. Now Krishna has come. Kali Kali Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar. Krishna's here with us. He's not gone. We need extra association. Surely, surely, surely we are fallen in this age. There's literally no hope for us by our own prowess, our own strength, our own power. But if we get the extra help, and Krishna says, take my name, I am my name, chant my name. Here's my devotee, Lord Chaitanya. Or here I am as my devotee, Lord Chaitanya. Then there's hope for us. And we can in this lifetime go back to Godhead. We can get free from all of this prideful material world. We can solve all of our problems just by faithfully taking shelter of chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The Lord was just waiting to get them together on the battlefield of Kurukshetra and kill them all at one time, just to make a shortcut in his killing mission. Now this word killing is used here a lot, but we don't have to think that Krishna is cruel or that there's some defect in his character, like some people say. Krishna will be God next lifetime. He'll be the next Tirthankar. But in this lifetime he has to suffer one more birth because he killed. Not at all like that. Krishna says, Prakrite kriyamana ni gunai karmani sarvasha. He's controlling the material nature. Everyone's dying. In that way, Krishna's killing everyone. And we'll read more about that in a few minutes. But killing simply means arranging things, just like you do on a chessboard. Now I use my bishop to take your rook. I don't gloat, aha, I killed your rook. You know, I use a pawn to take one of your knights. I don't think, oh, I just killed your knight. I'm just arranging things on the chessboard so that I win the game. It's that academic. What is happening to us is simply a result of our purva karma. Krishna's not like the judge. He sends someone to death. Is the judge punished for killing someone? No, he's simply executing the laws of the land. He's protecting people by administering the laws of the land. He's protecting the greater majority of people who are not criminals. So Krishna is simply giving us our due, our just dessert, as they say. Just like you get dessert at the end of a meal. Well, our just desserts. What we deserve, we're getting. But Krishna's not killing in that sense. He's not arbitrarily deciding to favor someone and kill someone else. No, he says, Yeyatha mam prapadyante. I reciprocate with you according to how you come to me. But here, on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, he is arranging that all of those who are duskritis, those who are doing malevolent work, those who are prideful, those who are arrogant, those who are against the will of the Lord, they fight with the Lord, they challenge the Lord, they think I am the Lord. Krishna has to move them off the chessboard. They don't belong. Maybe next game. So, He's waiting to get all of them together, and we should not have any doubt in that interim time that Krishna has neglected us. You just give it some time. Don't be so impatient. You will see how Krishna is protecting you and doing everything for your best, in your best interests. When Lord Krishna was personally present, there were many such kings all over the world, and he thus arranged for the battle of Kurukshetra. In his manifestation of Vishwarupa, the Lord expressed his mission of killing as follows: I have willingly descended on the earth in my capacity of inexorable time in order to decrease the unwanted population. I shall finish all those who have assembled here except you, the Pandavas. This killing does not wait for you to take part in it. It is already arranged. All will be killed by me. If you want to become famous as the hero of the battlefield and thus enjoy the booty of war, then, O Savyasachi, just become the immediate cause of this killing and thus take the credit. I have already killed all the great warriors, Bhishma, Drona, Jayadratha, Karna, and many other great generals. Do not worry. Fight the battle and be famous as a great hero. The Lord always wants to see his devotee as the hero of some episode. Television episode, right? Which he himself performs. He wanted to see his devotee and friend Arjuna as the hero of the battle of Kurukshetra, and thus he waited for all the miscreants of the world to assemble. That and nothing else is the explanation of his waiting. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, that quotation is there. And as devotees, it is our duty, it is our mentality, it is the right way to approach Krishna. Not, you cannot garel, you cannot charge your way into the spiritual world. You have to go with your heart in your hand. You have to go in a humble mood. So Krishna's telling Arjuna. Arjuna's shocked when he sees the Vishrupa and Virat Rupa. And Lord Krishna, Sri Bhagavan Vacha, Kalosmi lokakshaya krit parviddo lokan samar hartum iha parvitta rite pitvam na bhavishyanti sarve evastita pratyanikeshu yodaha. The Supreme Personality of God has said, time I am. Kalosmi. Lokakshaya krit. The destroyer, the great destroyer of the worlds. Time I am, the great destroyer of the worlds. And I have come to destroy all people here, with the exception of you, the Pandavas, and all the soldiers here on both sides. With the exception of you, the Pandavas, all the soldiers here on both sides will be slain. Therefore, get up and fight. Prepare to fight and win glory. Conquer your enemies. Enjoy a flourishing kingdom. Yudhyasva Vigata Jara. This is, it's already arranged for. The battle lines have been drawn, both grossly and subtly. So, armed with transcendental knowledge, armed with the holy name, do not fear. Go forth and fight with the material energy which is affecting the foolish conditioned souls of this Kali Yuga. Krishna's weapons in this age, the weapons are not big swords and axes and cannons. The weapons are the holy name. So go forward and fight as Krishna's soldiers. Don't be afraid. And at the end here, I like very much this verse. Arjuna, after hearing all of this, he's quite shocked, actually. He's a Kshatriya. I mean, it's like if a villager were to come to the city and see a hologram, a big holograph, which is a light image. It's created with computers and light. And you can actually get a form. We could, theoretically, we could create a dancing Krishna right in the air here. A dancing Krishna. We could create using light. It's just, some of you may know, holograph. You know, it would look very much like Krishna just appeared. Like you see in the movies, you know, they transpose some image over top of the natural scenery and it looks mystical. But you can tell it's computer graphics or whatever. With a hologram, it's very hard to tell. We brought some villagers here and, you know, Krishna was just dancing here. They would, oh, what is this? Oh, this, oh. They would offer their obeisances, not knowing what it was. So Arjuna, he's a Kshatriya, he's intelligent, he knows Krishna's God, but he's not fully realized the meaning of what it is to be God. So when Krishna shows him the whole Virat Roop, all the universe is entering into his mouth, all the soldiers and demons being gnashed against his teeth, and Arjuna's, wow. Yeah. Krishna, he's completely in shock. So then he says afterwards, after he gains his composure, after he settles down after that multimedia experience of Virat Rupa, he says, O master of the senses, the world becomes joyful upon hearing your name, and thus everyone becomes attached to you. Although the perfected beings offer you their respectful homage, the demons are afraid and flee here and there. All this is rightly done. So, when I was just coming for the class and the kirtan was going on, I saw in the lobby there a few people enjoying the sound of kirtan, and the most colorful was the paper boy who brings the papers. He was literally dancing in the lobby into the lift. He wasn't doing it for an audience. He didn't know that anyone was watching him. But he was enlivened by the kirtan. All the world becomes joyous hearing nice kirtan. But the demons, they're challenged. My supremacy is being challenged. They become afraid. And they may attack Krishna, and they're routed or defeated, and they run here and there. But certainly for all of us, it is a wonderful occasion, and we should have no fear that we will be protected. We shall. And everything will be rightly done in the proper time. It may appear that you have... Why does Krishna say, Tam Stitikshasva Bharata? You have to tolerate for some time. Maybe for many years. Fortunes change. things change. Why do they change? Because Krishna is the master puppeteer. Krishna is pulling the strings. Krishna is the doer, kartaham. He is the doer, not I am not the doer. Krishna is the doer. And He will protect you, He will bless you if you're faithful to Him. If you're honest and try your best to surrender to Him, then you'll enjoy unlimited blessings, unlimited happiness. So, are there any questions or comments? I don't have much time. I have to go to a program. So, if there's any, don't come up afterwards and say, Maharaj, I have a question I didn't want to ask in class. If you have a question, ask it now. Dhanvantari.
I'm in this table where Maharaj, Tulsi Avati, Meditation, Guru Puja, everything which means power from God. Still, why is the want of power in this country? Prabhupada, we've been chanting the teaching of four elements, four elements. Still, more problems. There's more, we should understand.
Some people like to eat chilies, like you. And some people see chilies as a problem. There's no problems, Dhanvantari. If Arjuna, you know what Arjuna's biggest problem was? Not the battle of Kurukshetra, not fighting with his relatives. His biggest problem was he was thinking, what will make me happy? Instead of thinking, how can I please Krishna? Okay, it's a fact that there may be some tension mentally, physically, there may be some difficulties. And this will always be there because of our conditioning over millions of lifetimes. But if you see it as the will of the Lord, if you choose, and you have to make this choice, if you choose that these are not difficulties, these are Krishna's blessings to help me take shelter, He could totally forget about me and make my life completely, not even ordinary, less than ordinary, and dull and boring. And that would not be better. The fact that Krishna is taking the trouble to help me to cut my attachments and return to Him. And I can assure anyone who asks such a question like that is also experiencing, he knows in his heart, that he's getting some reciprocation from Krishna. Especially an older, senior devotee like Dhanvantari. Otherwise, how is he laughing all the time? He's getting some reciprocation from Krishna.
Thank you.
Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.